everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She began her television career in 1972 with a 15-year tenure at ABC, hosting two weekly shows, primetime specials, and writing weekly columns for top publications, including the New York Times. Her success with her arts and crafts store donned some of America's richest, and there seemed to be no end to success after success. But devastation would soon hit, the dream would end, and my next guest would find herself homeless, devastated, a single mother of three, with no way of support until one day, a word from God and a 42-day fast would change it all. Ladies and gentlemen, here to share the rest of her remarkable story is my good friend, founder and host of the Watchman Broadcasting Television Network, and now author of her recently released We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, an honor and joy indeed, Dorothy Luscombe Spalding. Dorothy, welcome to Testimony.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Well, Dorothy, it's great to have you. We met 7 years ago at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, where you shared just the tip of your amazing story and journey in life, literally walking across for 8 years with the help of a man that would soon become your husband, Russell Spalding, and the miracles that would follow. Take us back to those early days and how all of that segued into what you are doing today, and powerfully so. Dorothy Spalding, please tell us that story.
Well, I want to tell you, it's a long story, but the thing is, when God gives you a call and tells you to do it, no matter what, you step in that direction. I heard Arthur Blessed one time and said, if the Lord tells you to go to New York, you don't have a car, then walk. Take a train, do whatever, but you go in that direction. And so that's what I did. He asked me to walk a wooden cross from Florida to Washington, D.C., and I said, walk? You got to have a man to carry this cross. And Russell heard about it. He came on over, and we took off, Russell, another friend of ours, a driver, and myself, and we walked our first walk from Florida to Washington, D.C. And it was exciting every day, every step of the way. We had no finances. We had no bank account, no credit cards, no job. We just trusted God, and that's how it went for 8 years. One of the keys, I think, is whenever we were given any money at all, and when we were giving, it was like just enough for that day. We never had big amounts. And so we would take and always tithe and give offerings on that money, always. And there was like one day we didn't have any money, and our driver said, well, what are you going to do to eat? We had just enough to give her some money for food. And then we said, don't worry about it. God will take care of us. And Russell was saying, oh, I wish I had a hamburger, Coke, and some French fries. And then right around the corner, there's a lady standing with two plates with a hamburger, French fries, and a Coke. And I said, why didn't you ask for steak? No. but that's what we did every day, every day. We followed the call. And there was a cost to it. I mean, the pain of walking 26 miles, your legs locked up. We had blisters of half dollars for the first 10 days. It's very hard. We were walking that first little part, and we were bit up with bugs and everything. And Russell said, I can't do this. It's just too much for me. And besides, I'm finding myself getting embarrassed carrying this cross with you back there carrying a wagon and waving to everybody. And I said, well, Russell, this is what God's called us to do. And then a medical supply truck came up, and he said, do you need some coolant, skin coolant or anything? I've got it. And so the bugs ate us up, and God sent a medical supply truck. And, you know, things like that happened every single day. What happened is, as we were walking, people like a logging truck in Georgia, they would watch us and they'd wave at us as we go by, and they'd see us steady on the road, steady on the path. You know, in our Christian walk, we need to stay steady on our path. Whatever God tells us to do, we need to stay on that path. If people are watching you, and how are you acting? Are you acting like a Christian? like you should. So he was watching us, and he stopped the truck, and he says, I'm just checking out, what are you doing? And we told him that we were walking from Florida to Washington, just telling people about Jesus. And he says, I need Jesus. And he gave his heart to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Or how about the day Russell's shoes got a hole in them? And so we just grabbed hands, and we said, Lord, we need shoes for our ministry. We need shoes so Russell can walk. So we're asking you for a pair of shoes. And that day a man came and he grabbed the cross. He says, can I carry this? And Russell said, sure. And as he carried that cross, he was like, dump, 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 dump. He was out of sight. He was like a Trojan horse. And there we are holding on to each other. Hardly could walk because this is one of the first days when we were walking. And then when we finally get up to him, he was up there by his car and he had in his trunk, he said, Russell, could you give us a pair of shoes? And he says, what size do you want? Well, we prayed for a size 10, but we asked for a size 11 pair of shoes when we prayed. And you know that he had a pair of size 11 Rockport walking shoes, brand new. He bought 6 months earlier, threw them in his trunk of his car, and didn't even realize he was buying them for us. So Russell got his shoes. But the greatest miracle is he pulls out of his pocket a suicide note. On the suicide note, it says, I'm so sorry I killed myself, my wife, and my son. And he was on a journey on his way to do that when he met an old wooden cross. We have many such stories. A little girl in Portland, Maine, she said, what's that man carrying? And we said, well, honey, that's a cross. Well, what's a cross? Well, it's about Jesus. And she said, well, who's Jesus? And so we went, and I was explaining to her, and she asked Jesus in her heart. And she got so excited, she ran all through the neighborhood and gathered other kids. And she brought them to us. She said, they want Jesus in their heart, too. And we were able to lead that whole group of people to Jesus. And then the Lord said, look up, look around. And there were five mainline churches in that area. And none of these kids had ever even heard of the name of Jesus. And yet those churches were right there, five of them. You know, we got to get out of the pew of our churches and get out in the streets and wherever we are, minister to people and tell them that Jesus loves them.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to author Dorothy Spalding, her latest must read, We Walk by Faith.
One time there was a man in New York. His son jumped off the New York Bridge, one of the bridges in New York, and he was shaking his fist at the cross. Now, see, if we wouldn't have a cross out there, he wouldn't know who we were, and he would never pay attention to us. So when we go on the streets, you got to let people know that you're about the Lord. And so we have this big cross, and he was shaking his thing at the cross, and he blamed God. And I said, honey, Jesus did not kill your son. The Bible says the devil comes to seek, kill, and destroy. He said, but I am come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. And when I said that, the man put his head in my shoulder, and I was able to lead him to the Lord. So many wonderful stories like that, day by day by day, where people came to the Lord. And we never asked for money the whole time we were walking. We just trusted God, and he would have enough that we needed each time. But the main reason we were out there, one lady pulled up in her Cadillac, and she says, can't you get a real job? I said, oh, honey, I had a real job. But this is the best job God's ever allowed me to do, is come here and tell you that Jesus loves you. She invited me to her restaurant, Russell and I both, and we were there and got to witness in her restaurant, got to preach Jesus. So the world's hungry. They just need somebody out there to tell them that Jesus loves them. There's a better way, because it's also hurting. And a lot of times in our lives, we have to make sure we live the life that he has called us to do. If you're a Christian, then act like it. Don't get mad at the guy driving down the street. Or, you know, Jesus is all about love. Faith is about love. And so we walked by faith for 8 years, no salary, no credit card, no job. It was a paying job. We just trusted Jesus. Then he said, now I want you to open up this station in Augusta, Georgia. We opened it up with less than $100. Now today we're a big network. Look at God.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dorothy Spalding. Dorothy, in our remaining time here today, why do you think you were so ready to walk across from Florida to Washington, literally taking you to the streets with drug addicts, prostitutes, gang members, and worse, when your sphere of influence had been some of America's wealthiest? Now, I know you've answered that in part, but what is the undergirding motivation and power that allowed you to do this?
Well, when the Lord changed my life, I mean, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And I wasn't after the things of God. I was after the world and money and all that. And when I fell and lost everything, I found Jesus in a way I never knew him. And all I wanted to do was please him. And if he said to do it, I would do it. He said, the first part of my walk was when he told me to go to the beach and start ministering to the street people. Now, that was 2 hours away from Ocala. That was Daytona Beach, and I was in Ocala. And to drive there, many times I didn't have gas money to go because I had no job, I had no money. And so I would just pray and ask God. And sometimes I'd lay hands on that old van, and I said, you're going to make it there and back. And it was on empty. And I made it there and back. He would always do supernatural things. And when I know how real he is, he says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he was so good to me. It wasn't any more about money. It was about trusting him for absolutely everything in my life. And he always met my needs. So when you go through that, it changes you. Now if he says do it, you just do it. And you just trust him that it's his problem, his answer. You know, 25 years ago, when we first started this station, my dream was to have a school of broadcasting. And just a few days ago, this school is dropped into our laps. We have to have a lot of money for it. That's not my problem. That's his. And I know it's going to happen because we didn't ask for it. It came in our lap. We've been believing God all these years to do a school of broadcasting, to teach kids to walk in integrity. Look at our news media right now. How many people can really believe the news the way it is? And it's always been my dream to tell the truth in the news, to walk integrity in the stories in the news. And we do that here at the station. We're Watchmen Broadcasting. We warn people of things coming. And I just feel like if people would ever get that God has called you, each and every one of you, in your life, to live like he wants you to live. It's going to change everything. Well, I believe if we train up young people to walk in integrity and excellence in ministry, wow, we could have a whole new newscast.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to best-selling author, founder and executive producer of the Watchman Broadcasting Television Network, host of the daily popular Club 36, Dorothy Spalding, whose latest recently released We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight is a must-read. You can learn more about Dorothy's work, ministry, and mission by visiting wbpi.org. That's wbpi.org. And get her book, Walk by Faith. You will be blessed, inspired, and yes, given faith that you did. Dorothy, there are not enough minutes in our brief time here today to tell the complete story of your incredible life, walk of faith, and trust in Christ, as you and Russell have so beautifully displayed that continues today through your Watchman Broadcasting Television Network, your love and support of Israel, and the call to always share Jesus with anyone, anytime, anywhere, empowered by his Holy Spirit. You didn't just talk your cross. You literally walked it. Dorothy, we thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.